Today we're going to have a chat about my first business, which was in web and graphic design, and how that business allowed me to quit my 9-to-5, travel to 18 countries and live abroad 4 times. Some of those travels are some of the best memories of my life, some of the happiest times and some of the hardest life lessons in my life so far. But I can hand on heart say that travel is one of the best things I've experienced in my lifetime. And I would not have had the freedom to travel and make those memories and experience those lessons without my business, without more specifically my web design business, because that's the first business that I started and it's what allowed me to give up my job and do those things. So I know that, you know, switching onto this topic is switching gears a bit, because over the last month or two, we've talked about Instagram, how to post more consistently and get clients from there without burning out. So real quick, I released a new product called the Content Batching Blueprint last week, which will teach you how to batch 1 month of Instagram content in one day so you can attract clients on Instagram without burning out. I will link to that product in the description below. It's a small part of my signature program, the Simple Business Builder, and I thought I'd make it available for anyone to join without joining SBB, so that one, you can learn a hugely valuable skill that will help you show up consistently on Instagram and attract those clients without it taking you hours and hours to make one post, and B, so you can get a taster of what my program SBB is like for a fraction of the investment. So that's one of the products that I sell, and that is what I do now. I'm no longer a freelance designer anymore. Now I help other freedom seekers build an online business that can make a full-time income without them working full-time hours or burning out. But I didn't always teach business. I think it would be a little bit strange, in fact, if I always taught business, because I don't know, I'm someone who, I like the fact that I've been where you are, whether you are someone who wants to start a business, you've started it and you're struggling to book clients or whatever it is. I like the fact that I've been in your shoes, I've struggled with what you're struggling with and I've overcome those struggles and now I get to help you overcome them as well. So now I've had the pleasure of teaching over 2,000 students, 2,000 online service providers, so other designers or coaches, virtual assistants, copywriters, podcast managers, the list goes on. So in this episode, let's go back in time to 2012. So instead of talking about what, you know, I currently do, I want us to go back in time and I'm going to be sharing how I started my first business, why I chose web design, how I got my first design clients, and how to know if maybe web design could be the business or the service that gives you the freedom that it gave me. Hi, and welcome to The Simple Business Show. I'm Nisha, online business coach, 11-year entrepreneur and bowlifer. I went from being a waitress and retail worker to building a 6-figure online business while traveling the world and working 3 days a week. I'm here to help you use content to attract consistent clients and have 5-10K months working 3 days a week. Because neither content or your business should take over your life or make you live in constant stress. If you're ready to build a business that allows you to enjoy the freedom you started it for, let's dive in. Okay, so going back in time to 2012, at that time I was working as a waitress in Pizza Hut and also working as a retail worker in a shop. I was paid roughly £6.59 per hour at the time, something like that, and I had a really toxic boss who was super nice to my face but talked about me when I wasn't around. And then I would come into work and some of the other girls on the shop floor would say to me, hey, your boss has been like talking crap about you behind your back. I'm neurodiverse, but I wasn't diagnosed at the time, so I have OCD. I was also a very shy person at the time. I do not consider myself shy now, but I'm definitely not the most, extroverted person or the most socially confident person out there. So back then, I was incredibly shy. And anyway, it was at these jobs that I first remember feeling different and being treated a little bit differently to the other people on the shop floor. Like, there were definitely a lot of people I got along with, but I also did feel vibes from certain people. Like, I wasn't loud enough for them, or I wasn't like vulgar enough for them. And yeah, that's just kind of how I felt. I felt a little bit different and treated a little bit differently. And I wanted out. I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted the freedom to live and work from anywhere in the world. And more than anything at that time, I wanted to do creative work I loved. I never actually went to college or university. So just for context, in the UK, you go to college aged 17 to 19, I think. This shows that I didn't go, clearly. Just after you leave school. So you leave school at 16 and then you do college for 2 years and then you do uni. And I didn't do college or uni. So all I had and all I still have are my high school qualifications. I didn't go and get a degree. And because of this, obviously, if you're going to work in the 9-to-5 world, that really limits the kind of 9-to-5 jobs that you can have. And I started to become really aware that, hey, I'm going to be stuck in jobs like this for the rest of my life if I'm not careful. And I always remember seeing on the shop floor where I worked, there were two older people who worked there, and they were probably, I would say, in their late 60s. And still working on the shop floor, still standing every single day, all day, 8 hours a day for very little money. And I remember thinking, I don't want that to be me. I don't want to be here now. And I certainly don't want to still be here or in jobs like this. Nothing, not that there's anything wrong with them. But I just knew for me, it wasn't enough. I wanted to do creative work that I loved. I'd always been a creative person, very into writing, drawing, photography, blogging, just any kind of creative passion. I was all for it. And at the time, I had a blog, it was my side hustle. And one day, someone offered to pay me £150 to design a blog for them, which was very underpriced at the time, but it was when you're totally new to the world of online business, it seemed like a lot of money to me at the time. And I remember telling my coworker who was studying graphic design at university or something along those lines, something design related, and she said, "You can't charge someone money for that. You're not qualified." And so what did I do? I accepted the client anyway. I taught myself web and graphic design. I watched a bunch of videos online. I practiced and practiced and practiced creating blog after blog after blog. And eventually I raised my prices and I gained more experience. Or I should say, I gained more experience and then I was able to raise my prices. And guess what? In time, I was earning enough from web design to quit my 9-to-5 and get on a flight to Thailand. That is kind of the like short version of the story because I've told the longer version in the past and maybe I'll tell it again in a new episode coming up. But web design changed the whole trajectory of my life. When I think about how differently my life could have played out, because I could have listened to my coworker when she said, "You can't charge money for this, you're not qualified," aka, "You shouldn't be starting this business designing websites for people." If I'd listened to that coworker, as well and as good as her intentions were, because I'm not talking down about her, she was one of the best people that I worked with and I absolutely adored her. But if I had listened to her advice and stayed small and told myself I can't do this because I'm not qualified, I would have missed out on so much in my life. I literally would have missed out on living abroad 4 times, visiting 18 countries, being able to take my family on holidays because I could financially afford it, saving over 100k. Like, these are things I never would have achieved if I had listened to her advice and kept myself small and kept myself in a place in life where I knew I wasn't meant to be. So why web design? As I said earlier, I was always creative. So I really loved art, drawing, photography, writing, and I would redesign my blog for fun just because. And I think if you're a creative person, and you have a good eye for design, even if it's not necessarily web design, you just really enjoy interior design, for instance, or you enjoy like choosing color palettes for your kitchen and things like this, then if you haven't started a business yet, I would really recommend considering web design. And even though, you know, a lot of people say, well, or a lot of web designers come to me saying, you know, I'm worried because people can buy website templates nowadays. Do people still need web designers? Even though that is the case, there are lots of businesses worldwide that do not have the technical skills, the owner, I mean, doesn't have the technical skills to be bothering with a website template, or they don't have the desire to or the time to. There's also a lot of businesses who want a custom designed website that isn't going to look the same as 50 others. Because the world is all online now, businesses are often losing tens of thousands of pounds or dollars for not having a website. So web designers are needed and always will be, which I remember always thinking, you know, how cool is that? Like, the job security that comes with that, because the more and more the online world increases or grows, expands, the more people want to have websites and need websites. I actually have a friend, Paige Brunton. She's like the queen of all things website and web design business. She's taught thousands of students how to become web designers. And she herself was a web designer around the time that I was, which is how we know of each other. So she has a student, I think her name is Caitlin, who illustrates this point so, so well. And basically, Caitlin's niche, she's a web designer, but her niche is construction businesses. So think architects and people like this. And if you go on her website, her testimonials are all so incredible. Like, her clients are literally saying that their website has brought in tens of thousands of pounds for them, or I should say dollars for them. I'm constantly thinking in pounds and I have to like switch to dollars because the majority of my audience thinks in dollars. Anyway, and uses dollars. So because her audience, a website for them lands them so many more clients, and it showcases their work so beautifully, and it brings in tens of thousands of dollars for them, she's able to charge high ticket for her projects. And I know plenty of other web designers who charge, I'm talking like 10k for a website, and it takes them 4 weeks. So web design, in my opinion, is one of those services that, if you are a creative, can be your ticket to freedom, especially if you're still in your 9-to-5 or you haven't started your business yet, or even better, if you have started your business and you want to add a service on. I know plenty of brand designers that I work with who could significantly increase their income by adding web design to their list of services, or even virtual assistants, copywriters, people like this. I just truly know firsthand the financial freedom and the creative fulfillment that can come from website design. So I did promise you at the beginning of this episode that I had briefly talked to you about how I landed my first clients. So for me, I landed my very first client through referral. So it was a vegan goth blog, believe it or not. It was a vegan goth blog, and definitely not my design style, but at the time I was willing to take on any projects, any work, so that I could get experience, which I think is so important for anyone who is starting any kind of business. Your experience and your skill set matters. You can't just, you know, start a business and produce bad work. So for me, it was important that I could get experience. And so I asked a well-known designer at the time. I said, hey, if there's any work that you don't want to take on, it doesn't suit your design style or whatever reason, I'm trying to start a web design business and I'd really appreciate the referrals. And that's when she said, oh, my cousin wants me to design a goth vegan blog. Would you like to handle that? So that's how I got my first client. And then I got the rest of my clients through social media up until the point where I left my 9-to-5. But I really want to make the point here for everyone listening, regardless of whether you're a web designer or you're not, and you sell a different kind of service, you don't have to use social media. You don't have to use referrals to find clients. There are so many ways to land clients. The friend that I, did I just say lang or land? To land clients. The friend that I was telling you about earlier, Paige, she never used social media to get clients. She used SEO to rank number one on Google for the term Squarespace website designer. And because of that, she was able to get like one inquiry a day, every single day, and be booked out for months, bringing in about 10K each month. And I remember this. I remember her being like that person for Squarespace website design. So there are tons of ways to find clients. Choose one, two at most, the ones that you feel most drawn to, the ones that you enjoy the most, and give them your all, because as long as you enjoy it, you'll be consistent with it. Just want to quickly interrupt this episode to let you know that my friend Paige actually is hosting a free bootcamp from April 15th to the 17th called the Profitable and Productive Web Designer Bootcamp. So if you want to learn how to get started with a web design business or how to scale it to consistent 10K months, or if you'd like to pick the brains of some of the most successful web designers that Paige has trained, then head on over to the link in the description and sign up to the bootcamp. Make sure that you do it now before you forget, because like I said, this bootcamp is going to be live. So you're going to need to sign up, join the Facebook group in order to really get the value out of the live trainings that are going to happen and the incredible conversations and Q&As with existing web designers in there. It's going to be a fantastic event. And I have had a sneak peek of the value that's gone into it, the things that Paige and her students are going to be teaching you. And let me tell you, I don't often promote other entrepreneurs' stuff, whether it's their free stuff or their courses, but Paige is one friend that I will make an exception for. This bootcamp is going to be incredible. So I really hope that you can get yourself there. Even if you're not an existing web designer right now and you're just web design curious, definitely go and sign up for the free bootcamp. It can't hurt, and you'll walk away at least with actionable advice and tips. Could website design be the thing that gives you the freedom that it gave me? That's the question that I want to leave you with, especially if you're someone who hasn't started their business yet. If you're a naturally creative person, you might want to explore the idea of starting a web design business. Or if you've already started a business, you sell brand design, copywriting, virtual assistant services, whatever it may be, you might want to add web design to your repertoire. One web design project, it could be, let's say, around $2,500. So imagine if you take just two of those each month. That's 5K every month from just two web designs. Or even if you take on one website design every month, that's an extra 2.5k in your pocket monthly, and yearly that amounts to 30k a year. And I really want you guys to just let that sink in for a second, because I think understandably in this day and age when we have like a lot of things happening in the world and a lot of people are struggling with many things, when the idea of something like starting a business, which costs a bit of money, right? It might cost you money to buy a laptop. It might cost you a bit of money to get Adobe Photoshop or Adobe Illustrator, or to enroll in a program or a course that teaches you the A to Z of how to learn the skills that you need and how to run a successful and profitable business. Some of these things, they might require us to invest money, right? And I think it can be a very scary and daunting thing to do, to think about investing money in these dreams and in these skills. But when you take a step back and look at the bigger picture, if you're booking one web design project per month for 2.5k at least, I know people, like I've said earlier, who charge 10k, but let's say it's on the lower end of 2.5k and it's one client a month and you make 30k in the year just from web design, not from any of your other services, then the investment, the initial investment that you put into a program, a course, or a laptop, or Photoshop, or Adobe Illustrator, those investments pale in significance to the 30k that you make in the year. That's the way that I looked at it when I first started my business, and I thought that that might just be a helpful mindset to leave you with for the end of this episode, because I think if I had listened to that friend who told me not to start the business because I wasn't qualified, or if I had then listened to my own fearful thinking and listen to those thoughts of, well, you don't have very much money, you're working a minimum wage job, you don't have very many savings, how are you going to start the business, it costs money to start the business, you know, if I'd have thought that way, I could very easily have talked myself into not beginning that business that led me to the best memories and experiences of my life, that led me to saving over 100k in my 20s, all of these incredible things that I experienced. I would have missed out on all of them because of listening to bad advice and fearful advice, or listening to my own fearful thinking. Sometimes you have got to invest a little bit in yourself, whether that's investing in the equipment you need or the training, or whether it's investing belief in yourself. But it can truly pay off. So as you heard me mention my friend Paige throughout this episode, she is a fantastic expert on all things Squarespace websites and how to run a profitable web design business. And she's actually hosting a free live bootcamp from April 15th to the 17th called the Profitable and Productive Web Designer Bootcamp. She is basically going to teach you all kinds of good things, from how to get started with a web design business or service to how to get started in finding clients. And I think that the most valuable part of this bootcamp is going to be the web designers who are actually in there, who are going to be providing you with their expertise and their experience. Because Paige has asked some of her most successful students who she taught to start and build web design businesses and scale them to 10k plus months. She's asked them to come into the bootcamp and hop on live calls and give you guys answers to your burning questions. So if you are curious about starting a web design business or scaling your existing business, or you're just curious about potentially adding web design to your list of services, then make sure that you use the link below in the description to sign up for Paige's free bootcamp. If you want to learn more about Paige, her story, and her best advice for how to build a successful web design business, I interviewed her in a podcast episode that I released earlier this week, and it was such a fantastic episode. Not only because she discusses a lot of the things I mentioned her saying and a lot of parts of her story throughout today's episode, but also because in her interview, she talks about how she got clients without using Instagram or social media. And I think that if there's anyone here listening who doesn't want to use Instagram or social media to find clients, this interview with Paige could really open up your mind to the possibilities of how you can get clients elsewhere. I'll drop the link below to that interview, and I'm also going to add a snippet from the interview to this episode right now so that you can get a taste for what that interview is like, because there's so many gems in there. I really want to share one of them here with you right now. I'm sure that there are some solopreneurs who are listening who have already started their website design business, regardless of whether they have the degree or not, and they are struggling to book clients. And I know that you mentioned just now that you managed to actually like rank really well on Google. I'm sure you had other marketing strategies that you used as well to start getting multiple inquiries every single day. Mm-hmm. So what would you say is the number one reason that other website designers are struggling so much to get those clients?
Totally. Okay. So, and I'll talk about myself pre and post figuring this out. So, because yeah. I'm the prime example here. So pre figuring out what the heck I should be doing with myself in terms of marketing was I went on Google. I literally Googled like, how did any person ever, I was like researching, listening to every podcast, every blog post, every article on Google. Like, how has anyone ever landed a client as a website designer? And I made a list. I remember I was sitting down at my desk and I was like, okay, here's a list of 20 things which people have done to get clients. And I'm going to do, like, I am not afraid of hard work. Every single day, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do one of these things, or maybe multiple of these things. And I would like go through the list of 20 and then I'd start back at the top and start again. And the problem was that I was not, one, hated half the things on the list. Two, some of those things on the list didn't actually work for me because it was like, oh, again, I'm in a country where I don't speak the language. So going to like a local event is not going to work. Or going and chatting up the coffee shop owner down the road, also not going to work. So there are certain marketing strategies, and that was my situation, but someone else might have a different situation. It's like, oh, I don't know, whatever the problem is, like for whatever reason, all the marketing strategies that people are saying are so fantastic, they don't work for me. That's also okay. Trying to do 20 things, I was good at none of those things. I didn't like half of those things. I couldn't do a few of those things. And so what I learned was you need to do one thing that you actually like, that you can be consistent with. Like when I was actually, this is interesting, when I was creating this Core Secrets business, I had a bit of a problem on my hand because I was like, okay, well, I've blogged to get clients, but that is not the only way. And I don't want to tell people that that's the only way that you get web design clients because it's not. But I also don't want to speak on marketing strategies, which I haven't done or am really terrible at. Like Instagram was never my thing. And so I was like, I don't want to speak on that. So what I did at the time was I brought in other guest experts to talk about their marketing strategy in their business. And explain how that would work and how someone else would do that if they wanted to do whatever the marketing strategy was. And so the interesting thing when I asked those guest experts to come and talk about their marketing strategies was that they all had one or two marketing strategies and that was it. And they like fully booked themselves with clients. Some of them were agencies and booking like tons of designers. And again, with just one or two marketing strategies. And so it just goes to show that you don't need to try to do 20 things. In fact, it's actually going to be counterintuitive and detrimental probably, because it's just not, you can't do 20 things well. You can't like get fantastic at 20 different marketing strategies. Like they're all so different. And so I think the key thing is figuring out like the one that's going to work for you.
That was a snippet from my interview with Paige. I'll leave the link to that interview in the description below. And once again, if you're interested in anything that we've been discussing today about starting or scaling a web design business, go and sign up to Paige's free bootcamp, the Profitable and Productive Web Designer Bootcamp.